friend as Bub, William Frawley.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, thanks.
Well, here's a package for you.
Thanks very much, thanks. Gladys, when we meet 1 month from now,
I'm going to have hair.
Bob, what's that?
What's what?
That smell.
Huh?
Yeah, I smell it way over here. It smells like medicine.
What? Smells terrible. Like the stuff doctors always tell you is supposed to be good for you.
I don't smell anything.
Hey, it's stronger over here.
Yeah, on the side of the room.
Mike, it's Bub's head. Bub, you're trying to grow hair again.
Whatever gave you a nutty idea like that?
It's the 82nd or 83rd time Bub's tried to grow hair. It's the 84th. You're forgetting the witch doctor.
He was a pharmacist. He just lost his license.
The stuff he sold you, liquid tar and yogurt?
On top of old Baldy, all covered with tar.
What's the matter with a guy trying to grow a head of hair, you funny fellows?
Mike, you remember that time he wrapped walrus blubber all over his head?
Yes, and the cats followed him home from the supermarket.
Very funny. Very funny.
Hey, Bob. Whose picture is this? She's pretty.
Let's see.
Hey, something's burning.
Give me that. And you keep your hands off things that don't belong to you.
Oh. You're not just trying to grow hair to grow hair. You're trying to grow hair to impress somebody.
Who is she, Bob?
You know Harry Ferguson down at the cigar store. Well, this is his sister, Gladys. She's coming to visit.
Oh, did Harry tell her you had hair?
No, but he didn't say I didn't.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Chipper. What's up?
Nothing special.
Anything wrong?
No. I was just wondering.
About what, Chip?
About hair.
Oh.
Bub's trying to grow it again.
Yeah, I know. I smelled it.
How come it's so important to Bub to have hair?
Oh, there are probably a lot of reasons, Chip. I imagine mainly it's because Bub thinks it'll make him look younger.
But it won't really.
Well, yes and no. If Bub thinks he looks younger, then he'll be younger. If you understand what I mean.
You mean like the time Mike grew a mustache? He thought he looked older, but he really didn't.
Because actually, I don't think anybody's as conscious of Bub being bald as Bub is. Most people accept a man for what he is, hair or no hair.
Do you think I'll ever be bald?
With that mop of hair you've got, Chip? I don't think so. But you never can tell.
How come people get bald?
Well, there are a lot of theories on that, Chip.
Like what?
Well, some people think it's hereditary. Like some people even think that if your mother's father was bald, why, you'll be bald. If you're a boy, of course.
Was Bub's mother's father bald?
As a matter of fact, I think he was, Chip.
Well, isn't Bub my mother's father?
Yeah, I'm afraid he is, Chip.
There it goes.
So long, Baldy.
Your grandfather has all over his head.
Some stuff he bought to grow hair with.
Boy, it sure looked funny. It smells like the stuff people use when they want to grow grass.
You think he looks funny now? One time last summer, he soaked his head in goat's milk for 2 hours a day.
That kind of makes sense. I never saw a bald goat.
Didn't help Bub.
Why does he keep trying to grow it? Why doesn't he just buy some?
Where'd he buy hair?
He sent away for it. You know, those toupee things. I saw an ad in a magazine.
No kidding. Real hair?
That's what it said.
You still got that magazine?
Sure, come on over and I'll show it to you. See, I told you. Real hair.
Boy, wouldn't working for them be a neat job?
Working for them?
Yeah, you could get paid for just sitting around letting your hair grow.
Yeah, that would be neat. Nobody yelling at you all the time to go get a haircut.
Yeah, but they might yell at you to sit around and make your hair grow faster. Boy, hair sure costs a lot, though.
$14.95.
Yeah, and I only have a little over $3. That's not enough.
I can lend you 32 cents.
Thanks, Ernie. I wonder if I can get enough money to get up for Bub's girl gets here next month.
You could try. It says only 1 week for delivery.
Yeah, I'll do it and surprise Bub.
Darn. Cord keeps getting in the way.
Gee, Bub, you look like one of those women who cross the plains in a covered wagon. What is that thing anyway?
Well, it keeps the pores of my scalp open after I put on the goop. I mean the special preparation.
Hey, Bob, you better be careful with that thing. It's liable to shrink your head.
You're very funny. You're uproarious.
Well, Bob, you do look a little like Whistler's mother, without your rocking chair.
Come on now, Steve, not you too.
Good night, all.
Good night, Mike. What do you call that bonnet anyway, Bob?
It's called a scalper dalper. It releases the hair follicles so they can fight their way to the surface.
Oh, I see.
Bubba, I think they're fighting a losing battle.
Everybody's a wise guy tonight. I'd like to know how we had so many dirty shirts this week. If I didn't know better, I'd swear we were taking in wash.
2, 3. That's $3. And here's 50 cents. And 14 cents more for tax. That's $3.64 altogether.
Thanks.
I told my mother I took them to a new place, and she said she liked the work so much, she wants me to take them there again next week.
Boy, too bad we can't tell Bob what a nice job he's doing. Tweety is a pretty bird. 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 Tweety is a pretty bird.
I've been listening to that for 2 days now. How much longer is this stuff going on?
Well, I promised Miss Davis I'd teach her to talk. She's going to pay me $4.
Take the bird back and forget the money.
But I promise. Tweety is a pretty bird. Tweety is a pretty bird.
Ouch! You dirty, miserable little...
Hey, Bobby, Bob! Bob, you got to say something.
I did, huh? Well, if I'd have burnt myself on that steam, you'd be washing his beak out with soap.
Blocking layers to help keep germs where they belong.
Paper bags down there. You get one while I get the grease. Looks like Bub's out of salad oil. You know what else we can use?
How about margarine? That's greasy.
Yeah. It's too hard. Hey, how about bacon grease?
Bacon grease? Gee, I don't know.
Well, it's as good as any other grease. Maybe greasier.
Okay.
Mm.
Boy, where'd you get this, Chip?
I found it up in the attic. That's where Bub keeps a lot of his old stuff.
I didn't even know they took pictures back in those days. Well, here's your grandfather's head.
I hope he cut it out exact. Otherwise, he'll have hair flopping over his ear.
It's okay. I only cut around where it was greasy.
Well, just in case, we'll send along this picture to show how we want the toupee to look.
The instructions say you have to send a sample of Bub's hair so they can match the color.
He doesn't have enough to get a sample.
In the picture, his hair looks kind of yellow.
No, that's just because the picture's old.
You think his hair was like yours when he was young?
Uh-uh. Once I heard him say his hair was sort of light brown.
Light brown. Hey, you mean like him?
Don't forget to mail it on your way home.
I won't.
And remember, the toupee's coming to your house, so call me the minute it comes.
Uh-oh. Hey, cut that out, you silly bee. What are you trying to do, eat the top of my head off? Well, that dog's trying to lick the top of my head off. That's what's the matter.
I guess I better go home.
Yeah, I'll walk you to the door.
Say, Chip.
Yeah?
You smell anything?
No, I don't.
Everything smells like breakfast around.
I got it. Hi, Ernie. Great, it came. Good, I'll be right over. Well, that was Ernie. He wants to see me right away. See you later.
Well, now don't stay too long.
Okay. Come on, Trav. Quick.
Where's Chip off to, Bub?
Well, he's gone to Ernie's. I think we better buy him a new set of clothes and leave him over to Ernie's. He spent practically the last week over there.
Well, next week it'll be Ernie's turn to camp over here.
Steve, look. The scalper never worked. Look, feel that fuzz up there. Feel it.
Bub, that isn't fuzz.
What is it?
It's just lint. It blows right off. Just lint.
Yes, I guess I had the scalper topper too close to the wash. Well, there for a minute, I thought I had some new hair to show Gladys tomorrow.
Well, Bub, you're just going to have to win her over with straight charm.
Yeah, I know. But if I had a little more hair up there, I wouldn't have to use so much charm.
Well, I can hardly wait to see it.
Anxious as I am to give it to Bub. No, Jack. How's it come, Bub?
Well, no barber's gonna get rich off me, I'll tell you that. What do you got there?
Oh, it's something for you.
Something for me?
Yeah, it's a present.
Present for me?
Well, yeah. Aren't you going to open it?
Well, yeah.
How do you like it?
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, on Christmas, when I always don't know what to say, you always tell me to say thanks.
Well, thanks, Chip. Thanks. You got this for me?
Yeah, all by myself, too. How do you like the color?
That's perfect.
It even has the same kind of style like in your old pictures.
Yep.
I was keeping it as a surprise in case your hair didn't grow in time for when Miss Ferguson got here. You gonna try it on?
Of course I am. And I'll tell you something. You're gonna be the first one to see it, too.
Oh, why don't you hyenas cut it out? It's not that funny.
Oh, my God, it's being funny. I wonder what it was when it was alive.
Come on, now, hold it down.
You can't wear that. I'm going to give you one more warning. Knock it off.
Okay.
You hear me?
No, Trey.
Shut up, Trey. Trey, quiet.
Yeah, you shut up, too.
Hey, no wonder he's acting up. That trap's the same color as the toupee. He probably thinks it's a relative.
Bub, if you want us to stop laughing, I really think you ought to take that out and bury it somewhere.
Take it out and bury it? You guys don't seem to understand. I'm going to wear this thing.
Oh, come on now, Bub. You don't really mean to say you're going to wear that thing outside the house.
Well, the heck I'm not. I'm going to trim it up a little. But when Gladys comes through that door tomorrow, it's not going to be sitting in a drawer or on a shelf or in a box. It's going to be sitting on my head.
Now, Bub, I think you're carrying this thing just a little too far. Now, if you're worried about hurting Chip's feelings, I'll talk to him. I'll make him understand.
Steve, I don't want you to say one word to that boy.
Chip spent his savings. Earned a lot of extra money because he thought that hair was important to me on account of Gladys being something special.
If this thing were made out of mattress stuffing, I'd wear it.
Well, Bub, I'm not too sure it isn't made out of mattress stuffing.
Mike, Bub, as long as you insist on wearing this thing, I think you ought to warn Gladys ahead of time.
You really should, Bub.
I mean, if she sees you this way, Bub, she'll think you're going to a masquerade.
Well, how would you like to know that I'm going to wear it?
Because Chip is more special than any Gladys could ever be.
Well, Chip, how do I look?
Okay, I guess.
Just okay? I thought you were going to tell me I look great.
That's what I meant to say.
Well, that's better. Noticed I've trimmed this up a little bit.
Yeah. Only no matter how much you fool around with it, it's still not like it was real hair.
Get that door, somebody! Chip, hand me my jacket, will you? Atta boy.
Boy, it sure makes you look younger.
Well, that was the idea of the whole thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but even younger than I thought. Maybe even younger than Miss Ferguson.
You think it makes me look that much younger?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be embarrassing if people thought she was your mother?
Gee, that would be embarrassing.
Bub, you don't have to wear it if you don't want to.
I know I don't have to wear it, but I want to.
I think Miss Ferguson ought to have a chance to like you the way you are, because that's how we all like you.
Do you really think so?
Yeah. And then if you want to wear it, well, it wouldn't make any difference.
And Rob graduates from high school this year, we hope.
That'll be nice.
Mike, why don't you see what's holding Bob up?
Oh, all right.
Hi, everybody. I'd have been out sooner, only I had to wait for last-minute instructions from Chip.
Well, hey, Bub, you're not wearing your mask.
Hello, this is Gladys.
Oh, hi, Gladys.
Hello.
You don't look one bit different from your picture.
And you're just the way Harry said you would be.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's not stand here looking at each other. If we're going to do the town, we better get an early start.
Oh, I'm all for that.
Me too.
Come on,
thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
Now, don't wait up for me.
Have a good time.
Thanks.
See you, Bob. Well.
Hey, look. Tramp.
Okay. You spent $15 on that thing.
Bub doesn't eat it. He's doing okay without it.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice as nice morning continues here on TV Land.